Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guest is Mike Toohey. I just wanted to do a little intro just in case any of you guys live in Philly. I will be down there on Sunday, so the 25th of this month, June, headlining the Philly Punchline. I'll put the ticket link in the description. So if you're around, please come out. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to my album yet, please do. It's called I'll Do It Myself. And it's on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, I think even like YouTube Music. And if you already listened to it, thank you so much. And yeah, so other than that, enjoy this episode. We just did some Reddit advice stories and just had the chat, talked a bit about movies and stuff. Make sure to go listen to Mike's podcasts and follow him on Instagram, and everything will be in description. And I'll talk to you. Last thing is, if you get a chance, sign up to the Patreon, because next week's episode is going to be up there today. And I'll be doing another solo podcast. Last one was about my trip to Puerto Rico, and the one before that was about like comedy stuff. So I'll be doing another one tonight. Enjoy this episode. Bye. Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guest is Mike Toohey.
Toohey,
oops. Wow. I don't know why I threw an N.
Right out the gate.
I know, you're the third guest in like three episodes. I fucked up their name.
It's okay. One time I think I might have brought you up Katie Doyle and I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, that's fine. But I don't even know. Yeah. My best friend is Doyle, so I probably was like, oh, I probably even texted her being like, I guess I'm your sister now.
Yeah, I thought maybe you didn't even hear it, but now I'm telling you.
Yeah, anyway. I don't mind.
Toohey.
When I first moved here, there was a comic called Haley Boyle.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even look anything like, we don't sound like. We're both not from the same country, and people kept bringing me up as Haley Boyle because I think they were just like, I can't.
I'm yeah, because both names sound alike there. Haley, Katie.
So does that. I just realized I could turn around the camera so we could keep an eye on it. Okay.
That's much better. There,
yeah, it's way better. Usually Leland helps me set this up as well, so I was
gotcha. Where's
setting
he?
This up from 12 p.m. today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a setup. It looks good.
Yeah, it's definitely worth saving. Sure.
Yeah, right.
And then the other thing is as well, if people cancel on the studio, whereas at home it's like, whatever. It's
right.
Like, yeah. So yeah. I'm just like, we can do it tomorrow.
You tried to get me to cancel today.
Well, I was nervous because of the rain. Also.
You make a plan with Mike Toohey. All right, I don't know about Toomey. He might not show up to
yeah, you're
but you make an appointment with Mike Toohey, he's going to show up on time. Well, 20 minutes late, but.
No, that's
happy
great.
To be here despite the rain, the humidity.
It was good you were late though, because I was still fucking. I was like, oh shit, I gotta pull out the chairs. I didn't realize how much Leland helps me with this.
Yeah,
I gotta like buy him a present. But it was lash. Oh, I did look. It was lash and rain, and then when you texted back, it had stopped raining. So I was like, oh. I just felt bad because I always feel like I don't want to go out when it's lashing rain.
And I understand, you know, you don't want to put somebody out, but I'm getting this message like, oh, she doesn't want to do the pod. She wants to back out.
No.
I'll give her an out.
And you were like, were you drinking? What way to stereotype me?
Well, maybe at a late night, you know, yeah. I don't know. I was giving you an out.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you out on your own pod, but I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Wait, what was it? There's something I want to ask you, because I know you have a podcast. What's it called?
Yes, I have two. Netflix Book Club Podcast.
Love that.
With Dennis Rooney. We watch a movie every week, and then we talk about it. Not a review. Go someplace else if you want to review a podcast. This is just us goofing around. And then I have one called The Citizen App Podcast with Brian McKenna. You know, Brian?
Oh, I was going to do a Citizen App podcast years ago, and it scared me so much I had to delete the app.
The app has gone bonkers. The amount of information on there, they show you where all the registered sex offenders are.
I know, I can't. No, I can't.
It's crazy.
I was going to...
The 911 calls?
Oh, no, I can't.
All the information's out there.
I was going to call it a true crime podcast, but when I downloaded it after a week, I was so fucking afraid that I was like, I have to delete this app. I can't leave my house.
I literally go on to find some crimes, you know, to talk about for the pod, and then turn it off. I don't use it like a committed user of the Citizen app.
For the Irish listeners, Citizen app is basically it is just an app that tells you about the crime in the area. But like you said, now, like, I would open it at the time, it didn't have like the sex offenders and all that, but at the time it would be like, someone was shot 5 feet away from you, and you're like looking around me like, who has a gun? Especially in New York City, you think it's safe until you open up Citizen's app.
Oh, forget about it. New York City, there's constantly stuff happening, and the wildest, wackiest, like, we go for silly stuff. We're not trying to, it's not a political podcast, we're not trying to reform the police, not to say it doesn't need to be, but that's not the part of the podcast. We're making fun of animals and stuff, a lot of animal related crimes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, good.
Oh, so
animal.
You're making it funny. This is good.
It's all attempted at humor. We're not trying to.
Brian McKenna's great. He had a whole bit about going to a urologist.
Okay.
But at the time, I was like having wee anxiety, where I'd
wee
like,
anxiety.
Yeah, it's like I'd get up during the night and I'd be convinced I have to wee, and I have to go to the toilet like 3 times before I go to bed. But it's all just an anxiety thing. But when he went all the way to the urologist and he was fine, it kind of helped me, because I was like, yeah, I think this is in my head.
Wow. All right. Shout out Brian and his wee problems. They did what? The Citizens App podcast. All right. I'm done plugging.
No, but I like talking about other people's podcasts because it's fun. The other one is the Netflix.
Netflix Book Club. We're going to have you on if you'll do it.
Yes. No, I'm definitely doing it.
We'll talk after. We'll schedule maybe July.
I'm excited because I watch movies all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
More than I do anything else.
Nice.
I'm obsessed with movies. And then so you just have to crack with it. Okay. But does it have to be on Netflix?
That's sort of the hook. This week's episode, Hook. It is, actually. But
is it Hook? The movie? Yes.
Yeah, we did Hook. So all summer we're doing classics.
Oh.
You know, big movies instead of just like Netflix stuff. I know maybe one day we'll move away from Netflix, but as it stands, it's the Netflix Book Club.
I'm so glad that you're saying this, because on my Patreon I do solo podcasts, and a lot of time I'll just review movies I've watched. Not review, but I'll just say why it's like, because I get like, I don't know, maybe this is like a mental disease, but I really relate to movies sometimes. Like, it gets like really
impactful.
No,
that's a film. That's the point.
But I forgot. I'm glad you say, because I wanted to talk about Linium on my Patreon.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
It's so great. And I'm saying this here now so the patrons remind me to talk about it, because it was so... I was on the plane. I found it so, like, impactful. I can't think... I need to look up a thesaurus for a different word for impactful. But
first of all, any movie you watch on an airplane is a different experience.
Oh my God.
There's something about being in the air. It's like, I'll cry at movies.
I
wouldn't
crying.
It's something about the airplane. It's like, not enough oxygen. I don't know. You just start crying.
You're right.
Really?
Lack of oxygen. And then and there's kind of like this, and the movie's also like powerful music. It's a lot.
Yeah, you're definitely in the movie too. Because you're really, the screen's right there. You got the sound good.
No distraction.
Right.
And with Delta, they let
I love Delta.
I'm trying to apply for a Delta credit card. I'm so
nice.
Excited.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love Delta because they also have.
It's so lame to be a fan of a company, but Delta's so good.
Whatever, I'm 32. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what we're meant to be like. We're meant to be like, you know, when you're like 22, you're like, I love Jaeger. When you're 32, you're like, oh, this comfortable flying.
Delta just so reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also let T-Mobile people have internet and text messages for free.
Oh, nice.
They partnered with them. So I took out my phone. I found the writer. He only had 1,000 followers on Instagram. And I'm forgetting his name. It's Colin something. I should look it up. But anyway, I messaged him. He must have thought I was crazy.
The guy who wrote the movie?
And this so is, I'm funny. A person who doesn't comment on TikToks. I might put laughy face. I never, and I just, I messaged him and I was just like, I thought this movie was like just amazing. And it was because it's so well written. You know where you're like, oh, this is acting. The actor really brought this. But I'm like, this was so well written. This was, okay. I'm such
just,
a loser.
You should probably watch it one time, not on an airplane, just to make sure that it was actually a good movie.
Well,
did the writer respond?
He responded straight away and
said,
I saw your stand-up. Me and my wife will be in New York. We'll come to a show. And I go, oh, yeah, let me know. I'll get you tickets.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're, like, in the fall.
That's great.
Autumn for Irish listeners. They'll be like, Jesus, she really assimilated.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't mean anything by that.
But why was it? Oh, the reason why I love that movie was because... it's hard. You can't say why because it gives it away.
Okay.
But the thing that he had, I have a family member who had gone through something similar. So it wasn't until the end I realized that. And I just was like, oh, this is the best way I've saw that described in a movie.
So there's a big twist.
There's a big twist. And it's a sci-fi. And oh, I love I'm a into good this. Sci-fi. Oh,
I'll watch this.
Okay, good.
So you got to meet this writer. You got to get in a movie.
Maybe.
What
I don't
do you
know.
Mean?
I was like,
always
I
should, be closing.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I like, thank God for Pedro Pascal, you know, and Jennifer Coolidge, but she hit it big at 32.
Oh, they're in it?
No. They just hit it big older.
Oh.
And like, as a female in comedy, or like, sure, as a stand up woman, you can be stand up for forever, but. Right. I saw Mike Cannon do a bit of how, I guess it's the same for like older comics too, but there was a hot guy in the audience, mm-hmm. like a really young, hot, TikToking looking guy.
Sure.
And he was like, oh, you know, if we were in a movie, I'd play your dad. And then you'd be like, just go on to have a successful career. So,
right. Yeah.
But yeah, but I'm 32 now. So unless I get booked for a movie in the next, but I don't really try to act.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't really. Acting's not my. I like.
Well, that's
stand-up's
the thing, too.
My thing.
And comics, like, I feel like they like to use comics in movies at a certain point. You know what I mean?
I did a short film just for a friend. He's an Irish friend, and he's part of this group where they're creating short films. I don't think it's for anything, or that we'll actually see it on anything. Maybe if he sends me the link, I'll share it. But
yeah,
it was like he just said, "Can you do what's her name? Julia Fox."
Okay.
Julia Fox type character. He had to shoot it in Safi Brothers?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, they did the thing about the Jewels. Everybody is listening now shouting at me because they know all the names. The Jewel movie with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Uncut Gems. Yes. So he was doing a style like that. And
oh, jeez.
There was an actress who's an actual actress, you know, that's her thing, or actor, shit, sorry.
Canceled.
And she's a day. No. But she is a she, I presume. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Anyway.
Getting worse.
Oh, God. I just jumped out the window. These windows are great for jumping out of. They just do this and they fly right up. New York City, I'm surprised there's not more people jumping out windows.
Yikes.
You just dive at it. Anyway, so she was saying that she just acts and she was like, stand-ups get a lot of stuff even if they don't like act a lot because you guys do high stakes, where she said regular actors who aren't like traditional comedic actors or let's say stand-ups or have done improv find that hard, like they don't go high stakes. And then it was so funny because when we were acting I was being ridiculous and in my head I was like, oh, this is the high stakes thing, because I was like, there was like people around and he was like, look crazy while you're, and I was like, looking crazy.
Right. Yeah, you don't come with the same background, like
yeah, we also just don't care as much. We don't mind being silly and looking like idiots
and taking direction, like, what do you, I'll do exactly what you want me to do, just tell me what you want. I'm not an actor.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
I'm a clown.
Yeah, I even said that to her. I was like, tell me if you need me to do any or whatever. And she was like, yeah, could you grab me here? And the director
grab
guy was
you
like,
here. What scene is this?
Just like grab her arm or whatever. Mm. Yeah, not sexual. Mm. Not sexual. There was kids around. It was Dave's and Buster's. That was my first time in Dave's and Buster's.
Oh, Dave and Buster's. Nice, nice. Yeah. Is that fun? You're a big Dave and Buster's fan now?
It was actually
fun. You have a Dave and Buster's card?
No, okay. I just didn't like that there was no windows. I'm trying to think
kid casino. They're getting ready.
It's a kid casino.
Get these kids ready for the casino.
That's why he shot it there, because it had a casino vibe, which is kind of like Uncle Jem's vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Gambling.
Gambling.
Right? Is that Uncle Jem's?
So for this podcast, it's like obviously the chats. And we're also drinking tea. We're drinking Lions. So.
I will admit, I thought that the name of the podcast had something to do with tea, but then I saw it was called The Shift. What is The Shift?
So The Shift means kissing. Oh. Or kiss. Yeah, because it's like a dating relationship. Advice, mental health, whatever, the chats. It's so old as well that it's kind of like sometimes we just have the chats or sometimes people come on. Like V Lintz was on 2 episodes ago.
Oh, I love V.
Yeah, and she was like talking about the difference between asexual and demisexual and pansexual and all that. And then and then Sophie, an Irish girl, was on last week and we talked about like being Irish and you know, like her backpacking. So sometimes, and she talked a bit about marriage as well. But for you, I was thinking, well, also you're Irish American.
Yeah.
How Irish are you?
50% Irish. My father's Irish, my dad's side.
Is he from Ireland?
No, they're from New York.
The Irish Americans are interesting because I feel like sometimes but
they all stayed Irish. You know,
that's
what I'm
saying? I was just about to say. Yeah. I feel like people from Ireland will be like, not all of them, but sometimes they'll be like, "Well, you're not really Irish," and it's like I think they only fucked each other for really long time.
Yeah, he took the ancestry test. He's like 99%
Irish. It was a very tight knit group when they came over. They just stuck with each other.
Yeah, and his brother married another person who was Irish. Like all, and my grandma and all her sisters, everyone was, they found Irish people. I think one sister married a Polish person. And it's like, to this day, it's like, well, that one married a Polish person.
It's so funny.
But my dad broke the rules, too. He married a Colombian woman, my mom.
Oh, because, yeah, I forgot you're half Colombian.
Right. Colombians, only half Irish. And then the Irish is really New York, more than Ireland Irish. It's New York Irish. But, you know, it's in there. The culture's in there. A lot of it came stuck, you know.
I think you're very Irish. Your vibe is very Irish.
That's what I mean. Like, the culturally, I think I'm pretty close to that because my family stayed like that.
Yeah, you remind me more. You're like Irish New Yorker, which is like no bullshit, but you know, also like it seems like when you're saying nice stuff, it's kind of feisty.
I think I'm misunderstood sometimes. People think they're like, "Are you being serious?" I'm like, "I'm just, you know, like what?" They don't understand.
That's a bit like Irish sarcasm as well, is really hard.
Which
I
love that stuff. Like Colin Quinn was like my guy.
Oh my god, Colin Quinn is my. That's I like just watched his New York history.
The New York story.
I can't believe I haven't seen it before.
I can't believe you haven't seen it either.
I know. I watched it a couple of months ago, and again, it was like
amazing.
I'm not going to message Colin Quinn, but it was amazing. It was so great.
It was really good.
I watched it before I did my new hour when I was working at my new hour, and found it really inspiring.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, is that on video, your hour?
Well, that's my old hour. So I'm working on a new hour, but my special is not out yet. The album is out. So if you haven't fucking listened to it yet, it's called I Do Myself. Listen to it, please.
There it is.
The plug. But it's the special. I don't know what they're doing with it. They basically told me just post some clips, get some buzz, and then it'll probably just end up on their YouTube, on your comedy club YouTube.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, so we'll see. I can't see it ending up on it. I don't, you know, they had talked about like, oh, maybe we'll try to pitch it. That would be the dream. But I don't think that would be good enough quality for anything, like even the video. I don't know how it works, but it seems like when you see these things, it's like a famous comic, or if it's not, it's like a big
TikTok or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But they were kind of like, I have a nice enough following, but I think it's usually way bigger than that. But I wouldn't mind if they put it on their YouTube and it was like proof of concept for something in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think. I'm like,
and everything's on YouTube. Everybody's on YouTube.
Yeah. And I love New York Comedy Club and they have loads of followers. So I'm kind of happy with that. I would love to one day get something on HBO Max, or Max as they call it, or Peacock. I love Peacock.
You have Peacock?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't have Peacock.
It's only $5 a month.
Oh, really?
I just keep giving people free advertising. But
yeah, that's a lot of things to have, too. Like, at a certain point, I'm just like, I have too much stuff. You know?
I do. I just deleted Hulu because I have Max. Max, Peacock, what's that called?
Prime, Apple.
Leland has Prime. I have Apple. So I spend like $35, I guess, on
Netflix.
Leland has Netflix, so we're kind of balancing it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. But Apple's great, and Peacock, I watch Law & Order there, so that's great. So I can't get rid of that. And then HBO Max has every movie, like, as soon as it comes out. We also have the cinema pass, though, but I'm kind of like,
what's that?
Oh, it's $25 a month to go to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's so American. All the Irish listeners are going to be like, well, I love that. That's my favorite American saying, to go to the movies.
Oh, what do you say?
I don't know. You go to cinema.
Ah,
cinema. I still say cinema here, but I thought it'd be fun to say it there. But when I do say cinema, people are always like, huh? It's like, when I say things differently, Americans' faces, it just claps.
Right.
Or they'll be like, oh my God, you have an accent. And I'll go, so do you. And then they're like,
someone would just say, you have an accent to you, just like that?
Yeah. Or they'll say, I don't have a strong enough accent.
Oh, there you go.
I know.
What is that? I got this one the other day. You're so white.
And you're like, I'm not.
Well, I mean, literally, my skin color is pale. But I was just like, this is a weird thing to say
to
somebody.
That? Was it a non-white person?
No, they might have been Italian.
it's so funny because you are white, but when people hear you're half Latino, it's like hilarious because
it is hilarious.
It's like, if even though you physically look white, if you had an accent or whatever, I think Americans would put you into a different box if you'd grown up in Colombia, which is true. Like Juan Nicolan's joke where he's white, color of his skin. But he said he was white in I think it's, where is he from, Venezuela?
I wanted to say Venezuela, yeah, but I'm not good. Sure. We're probably both wrong.
But his joke is how when he comes here, he's not white anymore. And he's like, I was white in my country.
Right. But even that is just, you can't, you know, you're going to talk about somebody's, like, the literal shade of their skin. Like, if it was the other way, I couldn't say that to anybody.
No, you couldn't.
It would come off so weird.
I was with my friend, and she's Middle Eastern, and this other person... this other person who's lovely but pointed at my friend who's Middle Eastern and was like, oh yeah, I was in this country and I was surprised there were so many people with your skin color or whatever way she said or the your like
it felt weird
and it was funny, my sister was there, my sister said it afterwards, she's like, that was weird, did you notice that? And I was like, it did feel like it was just like, why would you, and also why would you be so surprised that other countries are multicultural? Like it's a, you know, it's
right.
Other places have other, like they're probably from that country. You're just going over there with a, same way when people who are Americans go to Ireland and then they come back and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that in Dublin it's so multicultural. And it's like, yeah, it's like, it's a city.
International city.
There's people who are from Ireland who aren't just white.
Right. I did have a moment like that. I was in Australia. And there were so many Asian people. Oh, and I was like, why didn't I realize this? It's so, when you look at a map, it's like,
it's so close.
Of course there's Asian people. They're so close to these nations, but you just don't think of it. You know, you're in whatever country you're in. You're not really thinking about other countries. Yeah. And here they don't teach you about, you know, geography. America is not a big geography education thing. But anyway, a lot of Asians in Australia.
Shout out.
Here's one that annoys me. They told me that I was white presenting.
You are, though.
Yeah, but too many words. Sometimes I think we're getting up our own asses with some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
I mean, it's hard, though. Are you? Because you're also half Irish, white, and you are, you got all of that, you know, skin color wise.
Well, my Colombian family is fair skinned.
Oh, yeah. So are some of my Colombian friends. They said it depends on what
Bogota.
Region you're from.
Yeah, we're from the capital.
And no, yeah. They're my friend is like super pale skin and her husband is not at all. He's he's not. It's just interesting. I don't know because I heard a Cuban comic saying she was a white presenting. But, you know, because like, I guess, white passing, that's it.
Oh, well, I am white. There's no white passing, but like white present. I don't know. I think some of these, sometimes we have so many words. I don't know if we're helping or hurting. Helping or hurting? Are we helping?
I guess
helping
if you're benefiting, you're, you know, I guess whatever the label white is, because am I like white passing because I'm from Ireland and an immigrant? No, but I'm still white.
You're white, but you're cool white because it's Irish. Everyone likes Irish.
They like that.
Compared to a lot of the other European ones. It's Irish is cool.
Yeah, it's like Sean Finnerty's joke. I'm going to butcher it. He's an Irish comic, but he says that like when he meets... Black Americans, his accent will go way higher because he's like, I just got here. I'm not the problem.
That's
great. It's so funny. That's a great bit. But yeah, it is interesting how, but then sometimes people don't know the amount of times I've had like comics joke at me who are not white and be like, yeah, well, whatever, you're a colonizer. And then I'm about to be like, no, my people have my country was colonized. And they're like, what? And I'm, and they're like, but you're white. And I'm like, I don't know. They didn't like us. We were like, kind of think, well, I just actually ordered a book about Irish history. Cause I'm like really confused. Like I know when we got taken out, but, and I know all about the battles and stuff. The Brits came in and they were like,
the bad ones.
We want your wood.
Wood, potatoes, everything you got.
Well, they didn't want the potatoes. They someone introduced potatoes, thankfully from Peru, but then, and that was the only thing we were allowed to eat. And then they were exporting all the other food. And then when the potato got a blight, they still continued to export the food. So 3/4 of the population either died or emigrated. And that's what started that mass immigration to America. And it was great for them because they were like the great hunger. But it was just like a handy genocide because they were like, this is fantastic. Yeah. They'll just starve. We can really control the population then.
Oh, it sounds like you get the history down pretty good.
Yeah. But I'm excited to get this book. I just ordered this book on Amazon just to get it really. Because sometimes in my head, I'm like, you know, I'll be telling like a story and I'm like, wait, was that folklore or historical? Because we have all these folklore about these like I'm sure if it's magical, it's the folklore. Like, was that queen in the folklore or was she the real queen? But there was like some badass. There was like a Queen Maeve. She's a badass.
Especially doing comedy and podcasting. You're talking so much like crap all the time.
I know.
You're like, did I even, was that me? What even happened there?
Sometimes I write a bit and
stuck
then
in a fairy circle. Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, we do also believe in the fairies and the fairy tree and stuff like that. You don't chop down a fairy tree.
Right.
There's like a whole motorway around a fairy tree to stop it being bad luck. So we're very superstitious, okay? We'll be like, we don't believe in it, but we're not going to chop it down.
Right.
I find that with bits too, I'll write bits and then I'll be like, I honestly don't know what is the truth anymore or the joke of the bit. Because then I'm getting so into it that I start to remember it and then I have to remind myself that didn't necessarily happen that way. It was just to make it quicker or funny. Do you ever find that?
I'll throw out truth for funny. That's what I do. You know what I mean? I'll have the whatever happened, but then I'm just going to go for what's ever funniest.
Yes.
You know, I don't care to...
I find sometimes, though, the real truth, the real honest is the funniest. So, like, a lot of my bits sometimes just are the real thing.
Yeah.
And I just like, it's exaggerated, but it's like,
exaggerated. It's the funnier word here or there to make it. But I know what you're saying too. Also, it's easier to perform it when it's true, in my opinion. Like, this really happened. It's easier to
absolutely
sell it every time with the same feeling
versus
just some story you were telling, obviously.
We look up a dating dilemma that we can give advice to.
Okay, good. Dating dilemma.
Okay, let me find a good one. Oh, this looks good. BF thinks he doesn't measure up to size. I, 23-year-old female, and my BF, 29-year-old male, believes he is not as big as what he sees in porn or anything else.
Oh, my God.
I mean, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. He feels as though his size is small. I honestly keep telling him he's plenty big for me. Oh my God, this sounds like an Irish person. Plenty big for me. So this is an Irish person. We have some difficulty with it at times. Is there any other way to make him more confident about it or an inexpensive way for him to be bigger? Sorry, I kind of laughed. like an inexpensive way to make him bigger.
The
what?
First half, she's going, he's really not small. He's not. He's all good. But then at the end, she's like, and if you have any tips.
I know, this is like.
To make it bigger.
If he reads this, he's really going to feel bad.
Yeah, we're all ears. It's like, maybe. I mean, but this is like, are people really concerned with this? I don't know. It's her boyfriend, girlfriend.
I mean, he's 29. I would have thought that was too old at that point to even like. Because you're kind of have lived with it for so long. You know what I mean? Like if you're 18 or 19, but maybe I'm wrong. But like, you know, like Leland has jokes on stage that he says he's not. His joke is, I don't have big dick energy. I'll make up for it energy, which is like fun.
Yeah.
Then I think for most women, like majority of women, dick size is not like a big deal.
I mean, it's one thing of many, many things. Right?
Yeah. Once they do all the other shit, it kind of, you know, so if you have a guy with a nice dick size and it hits all the places and it's great. Then they don't have to be good at the other stuff. But if they have and they're good at eating out and all the other stuff, you're like, brilliant. Because we're kind of like,
is that
once
what you
get
say
something,
when he's done?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Once you get something, you're satisfied. You know what I mean? Like, just once they're, because I know, like in my experience as a slutty Irish girl, I've noticed that the guys who have like a bigger good dick won't go down on you. Or
that's not true.
Well, I mean, in my experience.
That's not true. I always go down.
Oh, well, I'm guessing you have.
See what I did there?
I've definitely noticed the guys who aren't as well endowed are like fucking skilled at the rest of shit.
Okay.
Which is great, to be honest.
That makes sense, probably, that theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And it's just like once you're also women are just more naturally forgiving, like as in they're like, whatever, once you're like a good person and we can like do all, like, you know. I feel like women are kind of, men are more same way, women are more nervous about their vagina looking or smell or hair, where men are like, I don't, when I'm here, I don't really give a fuck. You might have a preference, but you're also like, whatever.
Yeah,
so it's like we put all these things on ourselves.
Yeah, I think women too will have sort of the things they like, and it's not always the same thing for all different girls. You know what I mean? They like a certain way to do a thing down there.
Yeah, different.
So once you get the guy to do that the right way.
Sorted.
Right?
I know. It's true. I definitely changed the way Leland did it. It's funny. Someone has a joke about how now they know how their ex likes it, but I can't remember. Is it, maybe it's a Caitlin Plufo or someone. Joke. Oh God, I wish I knew so I could actually. But it is true. You're like, okay, I knew that. I know that they liked that, but now you got to do this. And once the guy is like, got it, cool, directions, amazing. Yeah, lads.
So let me ask you this. What if the person theoretically has like all different types of ways to do it and like they're, most of them are good? Would that tell you like, oh, you've have a lot of experience? Would that be like a bad thing? You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it's good to have experience.
I mean, I agree with you, but is there a level you think where someone's like uncomfortable, like, man, they know a lot, how to do a lot of stuff?
I think it's only a person who's insecure about their body count, or they don't like, or they're just like the type of person who wants their partner to be like a virgin or not have a,
never got that one.
Yeah,
I've never
had way more
that.
Sexual partners than Leland, like a lot more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't give a shit, and I don't care that he hasn't, because he's just been in like a few committed relationships, whereas I was in New York in a lot of 2 to 3 month relationships.
Nice. That's fun.
So... yeah. I mean, yeah, who cares?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want a virgin or inexperienced. They don't know how to do anything.
Yeah. You gotta, no shame to the virgin heads.
You got virgin heads?
Yeah. I mean, I think as well, it depends on what age. Because like when you're in your 30s and you meet someone, it's kind of nice if they already have experience. And they, like with Leland, you know, things like, you know, oh, I don't think I'm going to, you know, when we first started dating, I don't think I'm going to finish. Is that okay? I mean, yeah, it's grand. And he's like, oh, you know, other people would have been like, and I'm like, no, it's, I mean, I've seen it not work. I've seen it being stressed or the pressure or that it's too hot or I need to do it. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Whatever you need to do. So it's just like, and then that made it more relaxing for him going forward.
Sounds like a lot of communicating you folks are doing over there. Good for you.
But that's the thing. At least if you've seen it all, you're like, whatever. You know, you're never like surprised.
Right. I guess that's the worst thing you can hear. Like, I never saw that before. You know?
Yeah. And I've been around the block.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it do that.
I don't think it's meant to look like that. And I've seen plenty.
Okay, now we're definitely shaming. So
it's just shaming me.
So at the end of the day, this guy with the little dick, it's fine, I guess. I don't know.
Someone said porn is ruining his mind. Yeah, I think, honestly, I think it's back to when Ian Fidens was on the podcast. He said, you watch Fast and the Furious, you don't think you can go out and like drive a car to the moon or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whereas here... with porn, you can't have the same expectation. Like, I mean, I'm sure the girlfriend isn't watching going, why aren't my tits double G and my arse the size of Manhattan? Do you know, like, that's unrealistic.
Also, some of the moves they're doing are set up so that the camera can get an angle. It's like, no one would just have sex like this.
Yeah.
I don't think. I wouldn't want to, honestly.
If you had a dick like that, you'd be in a porn.
Well, yeah, that's the... I got some firefighter friends that'll tell you that. Some Irish firefighters in New York City.
That they should be in a porn?
If you had a, you know, if it looked like that, we'd all see it. Yeah, you'd be in movies.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, you guys all have small dicks, but...
Yeah, that's fine. They're putting out fires.
Yeah, of course it's fine.
Someone goes, how big is he? And she goes, I've never measured, but he's at least 6 inches. That's loads.
Jeez Louise.
Come on. Average is 5. Yeah, the guy goes, then he's already above average.
Yeah, he's fine.
And then this guy goes, porn selects guys with abnormally large genitals.
Yeah. And they're on performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, they're chewing the blue chew.
Is that a sponsor?
No. I have whatever Acast puts on it. I'm trying to get an Irish whiskey sponsor. So
oh, nice.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. I'm going to talk to them today. But they might be like, what? We don't want our whiskey associated with sex, but hopefully they do.
Of course they do.
Whiskey helps.
Whiskey dick is not good. They're trying to change that.
It'd be fun too, because then if there were people on the podcast who aren't like recovered alcoholics, which are a lot of comedians are, I could be like, let's have a whiskey tea.
Yeah, put whiskey in the tea.
Yeah, and they could put it up on the TV screen. I think it would be great. I'm going to really try to sell it. But I am working, because we have this Irish show now. It's at the Dead Rabbit, which is really exciting. So I'm already working with really cool bar stuff, and it was the first show was last night, and the organizer, the guy who kind of, he's trying to do like, he specifically asked for like seller comedians, and he's paying a lot for each comic, and
wow,
it's just like
nice,
either one me host, one opener, one headliner, or three comics doing 20 minute sets. So last night was like an Irish show, so it was three like Irish or Irish Americans, but from now on it's just, he was like, because we asked the audience to clap and we were like, who's from Ireland, and nobody was from fucking Ireland, or else they didn't clap. Well, one guy clapped in the back.
Oh, he thought that was going to be the hook.
We honestly thought it was going to be all. So now we're kind of like, oh, we were like, we'll still, because it's an Irish cocktail bar, we'll still have one Irish accent on each show. Like next month, we're having Adam Burke headline. But then Kinnis Cirque is going to open.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of cool, because it's like, oh, and we were like, what we'll do is try to have Irish accent, try to like have an immigrant comedian. And now we can kind of mess about with it, that we know it's not just, it's kind of like.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we'll see. But it was so funny because I had all this pressure to try to find like Irish accent, which is hard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people weren't here this month. Now, thankfully, Mick Thomas is here. But also Irish American. That's also like seller. So like Sean Donnelly did it.
Sure.
And then I got Casey Balsham. And oh, I nice. Fucking think she's Irish American.
Yeah. Oh, she's a killer.
Oh, she was great. Yeah. So, okay. So back to the... am I wrong for finding this to be a complete red flag? It's got loads of likes. Let's do this. So I, female, 19.
Hot. That's hot.
Yeah, you want a groomer? No, she's kind of too old groomer. To be groomed. I know, I was just joking.
19's I wouldn't even know how to have a conversation with a 19-year-old girl. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, my sister's 19 and she's great to have conversations with, but she's like quite mature.
Okay.
No, well, actually she's not. She's 21. Never mind.
Yeah, 21's my older sister's already 17. Different. 19 is like, I just think it's very young.
It is. Anything younger than 21 is... Yeah, what would you be?
You're a kid.
What would you be talking about?
I don't know.
And you'd have to get so drunk.
And then...
I can't be dealing with that. I can't drink. I can't drink more than true drinks.
When these people were born in the 2000s.
I know.
Once I hear that, I go, no, I'm sorry.
I know.
I got to tap out on that.
It's too much. It's
yeah. God bless. Have a good life.
And then they're very confident. They're always like educating you and you're like... I literally feel like that old person. Because I didn't have that. When we were younger, you would never be like, well, this is actually what you're meant to do in the world and stuff like that. We didn't do that. But they're very confident doing that. But in one way, they're also like going to probably save the planet. And they're like, what, 40 hour a week? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean that's crazy? We were doing 80 hours a week. Like, well, I was working at the bar. Right. I was working babysitting and I was doing comedy and I was a beer sales rep when I was their age. And I'm like,
sure.
They are so confident. Fucking yeah. Fair play to them. I thought that was part of my identity. You were meant to work till you died.
Yeah, you work like crazy. That's an Irish thing too, I think.
Yeah, the pandemic really helped me with like slowing down with that. Thank God. It was like... I need to relax more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to this.
Okay.
19. Went on a first date with this guy, 21, a couple of days ago. We went out to the city to get food and there was this homeless man who fell out of his wheelchair across the street. We immediately ran over to him and helped pick him up. This girl is not living in New York City because they would have walked straight by. So we got him back up. Somebody behind him at the bar thanked us for actually doing anything. Everybody else was just staring. He didn't even respond to that. He just asked the guy if he had hand sanitizers because he was so fucking dirty. Like he kept saying over and over again and whining about how dirty that man was and how gross homeless people are. And well, this girl, if she's 19, she'd be really saying unhoused. But anyway, that was a silly joke that... No one laughed.
It's just another one of these words that we're protecting who, I don't know, but okay.
I mean, homeless sounds better to me than
we changed
unhoused.
Home to houseless. I'm not a bad person, or maybe I am, but it's like, I don't know, homeless, houseless, what's the...
I think homeless sounds better than unhoused. Unhoused feels like you're rubbing it in their face. You don't have a house. You don't have a house. Whereas homeless is like, oh, you know, yeah. Like you're struggling. Things
Some
are
of this
bad.
Stuff just feels like changing words for the sake of it. But, you know. So what's the point of this? Person did a good deed. What do they want?
She thinks that she's annoyed that he just kept going on about how dirty and how gross homeless people are. And she basically says it gave her the ick.
Oh, she was on a date with a guy. She helped. He didn't.
No, he helped.
Oh.
But then afterwards he was complaining that his hands were dirty. And then she said, I confronted him about it later and he basically just said that he doesn't give a fuck what I think about him. And he was just stating the truth. Is this you?
Yeah, I was about to say, I like this guy.
I think about him... and he was just stating the truth. I think that kind of tells me everything I need to know if I wanted to pursue a relationship with him. Number one being how he treats other people, and number two being how he would respond to things that bother me personally. This is a tough one because he did help the guy.
Right. There's one thing to show compassion and another thing to, like, you know, maybe he just had that adrenaline, just kept going, talked about it a little bit too long. I mean, or was he like disgusted that he touched another human? That, you know what I mean? Like,
it seems like he was disgusted that the guy was so dirty. But he obviously probably knew that going in, lifting up the guy.
It's a pretty shitty, I guess, way to react for too long. Like, you could probably get a few lines in there. Like, I didn't like that. It's kind of gross. But even that, I'm not saying homeless people are gross or like that. You know what I mean? It's like
nobody wants to touch someone else who's like maybe covered in. Maybe anything. Whatever excrements or whatever. We don't know what the state of the person was. But but you still then just go, I'm just going to excuse myself, go into the bathroom and wash your hands. Keep that to yourself.
Of course.
Don't, but in one way, at least you'll always know the truth. I don't go, fuck what you think is hilarious. Yeah, I don't think this is a guy to date, but maybe just like to hang out with sometimes for the crack.
I don't give a fuck what you think. Was it a first date?
Was he Italian? Sounds like an Italian American. It was a first date and he's 21. I don't give a fuck. I think she's right in one way. That would be hard in a long-term relationship, because the thing about on a date, you are putting your best foot forward. So maybe long-term, she'd be like, yeah, it kind of annoys me when you leave your socks on the floor all the time. You'd be like, I don't give a fuck. But
yeah, just saying that's funny. I mean, is this guy, this guy's Eminem or something. I don't give a fuck what you think. Let's get out of here.
Oh my God.
it's a bold statement.
Yeah.
I get the feeling he didn't want to help, but she did, and then he helped.
Also, the fact that he's being so honest at the end of the day, I think he probably isn't interested in her.
Maybe not.
Because he was probably like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. See you later.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's...
Also, I don't know if 19-year-old Mike Tuohy gave a shit about anything.
Yeah. No, he's 20. He's 21. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Kind of.
It's just a young lad.
Very young.
Yeah. Honestly, for this 19-year-old, she's talking about pursuing a relationship. No, don't. Full stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Have fun. Bang.
Move on.
Go out with your friends. What a waste of time. I wish I could have told myself that back then. What are you doing?
I had so many like long-term relationships, one after another after another. What am I doing?
Mine was the same, but it was 3 months after 3 months after 3 months. All that time getting to know. And I, you know, that's after 8 or 6 years of it here, I was like, I'm sick of repeating my own story.
Right.
You know, I just I'm fucking done. And then when I was finally done and just having fun with my friends, then I ended up in a relationship, which is great. I'm happy in it. But I wish I'd told myself, just go with your friends. Have the crack.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's actually good about being in a relationship. There's lots of good things. But I mean, that's good of being in a relationship compared to single.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're single, you can't help but be always like, oh, is that guy looking at me? Or should I talk to that guy? Should I kiss this guy?
Huh.
But when you're in a relationship and it's like a secure one and your boyfriend's at home and you're out with your girlfriends, you're like proper having the crack. Because you're like, I don't give a fuck about any guy.
Yeah.
I'm not here to, you're like dancing. You don't care what you look like. You're not... performing for that guy at the bar who's giving you the eyes or whatever. For me, it's very freeing.
Yeah, for guys, I was talking to a comic recently and it was like, if you're not worried about sex, like having sex, like you're going to have sex, it really is, you can kind of think straight sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a little different. It's not bad.
Work harder at comedy. Like I remember comedians being like, I don't want any distraction, and actually being in a healthy relationship has helped my comedy so much.
Interesting.
As
long as the person knows what kind, and he's a comic, right, Leland?
Yeah, Leland's a comic. So
if you know, then it's a different thing. Because one time I had an ex that said, you'll never love me as much as you love stand-up comedy. And it was like, that's a tough one.
That's also a weird, that's like saying you'll never love me as much as you love that teapot. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, they're not the same
fucking thing. You know, she saw the joy that I had and how much I cared about doing comedy, you know. But it was also like, I kind of felt like this 19-year-old, not really. I was like, I don't give a fuck. No, but I was like, you're right in that. But you're not supposed to replace comedy. You're not looking at this right. You're being jealous of the thing.
Yeah.
And of course, it didn't work out. And she's a lovely girl. There's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, it wasn't for me. You have to. Someone has to know what it is and what comedy means to you. It's like, it means a lot. You can't really. Don't compare yourself to it.
If you were a famous American footballer, she would be like, you'll never love me as much. Or maybe she would, and that's her personality. But I think you need to be with someone who's like, oh, this brings you the most joy. Amazing.
They have
so
to get
happy.
That. Right. They have to get that.
Yeah, you can't. That is a weird. It's such a weird thing to me. No shaming here, anybody. But to be jealous of. It's not even like you're jealous of them spending time with a friend or an ex or whatever. That to me is all makes sense sometimes.
Right. Yeah,
like it makes sense. But to be jealous of something they do. Because if you were like.
That they work so hard at. They spend a lot of time doing.
A successful accountant. She wouldn't be like, you'll never love numbers as much as you love me. Like it's. Why is it.
Yeah.
Of course. It's nothing can replace the feeling of killing on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's
new,
just like,
new stuff working, all that.
Yeah.
Feels amazing.
Yeah, you have to be. There was someone telling me recently, just like that, they were struggling with the person they were dating because they basically wanted them to spend so much time with their friends and you know, like, oh, you have to go out every night for comedy. And it's really hard to tell a person who's not into comedy, yeah, I gotta go out every night. No, I can't be with your friends on a Saturday night. That's prime. That's when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not work on Monday morning to come hang out with my friends?
Yeah.
It's hard to... Yeah, that's why it's so easy dating a comedian.
Right, because they just understand it. And the hours are different. It's like, I'm going to sleep Monday until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, can you not have any meetings that you work from home from? It's like, they'd look at you like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, like, well, last night I was hosting till, like, half 12.
Okay.
So I didn't get home till, like, 1. Mm-hmm. And then Leland had to get up for work today, but because he's a stand-up, his work, he doesn't really, you know what I mean? It's not like, he's like, I don't need to be, his job isn't where he needs to be, like, prime awake, you know. It's mm-hmm. he works in a photo booth company, which he really loves, but it's not like, it's not his career.
Sure.
So we watched an episode, I got home, we watched an episode of Better Call Saul, and then we went to bed. And nice. It was like, we can do that. Like, imagine if he was up like for 8 a.m to go work on Wall Street, he'd be like, oh, you're coming in so late, you're waking me up, you know.
You'd have a lot more money though.
Hey, we're already killing it. Okay. He has no money.
Okay.
But more with just that I never wanted a lot, and our apartment is, I love our apartment, we're very lucky, and we don't really need that much money in regards to, you know, I feel like I make a nice living, so I don't think I would want finance. I wouldn't want a guy who's working 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. every day, you know what I mean? I like our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Money's not everything. It's pretty nice though.
Oh yeah, you know. I hope I'm the money maker one day.
I hope so too.
We should wrap this up because it's taken a little of your time already. For everybody listening, please go sign up to the Patreon /the shift podcast. You can pay what you want I've been saying this for years, until I figure out how to do tiers, is pay what you want. So sometimes people go over and they're like, what, $100? And I'm like, no, that's just saying how much I'm making a month.
Oh.
They think that they have to pay $100 to get in. I'm like, no, people are paying like one or five or whatever. But yeah, so episodes come up there early. So Mike's episode's going to be up there a week early. And then please listen to I'll Do It Myself, my album. I think a lot of you did already because you messaged me, but please everybody else listen to it if you didn't. It's on Spotify if you don't want to pay for it. It's on Apple Music if you're signed up to that. And it's on iTunes if you do want to pay for it. But I don't care if you do. Just listen to it. And what about you? Tell us your podcast.
Netflix Book Club Podcast on Instagram, and you can get it all over. And they did what? The Citizens App Podcast. With me and Brian McKenna. I'm coming to Ireland in a year or 2 years or 3 years. No, I'm coming next year. I got to just say it out loud. Hopefully some people will listen to this live in Ireland.
Go do Crack Den.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do your hour there. The lads look after you.
That's great. Mike Tuohy's coming to Ireland. Can't wait.
Yeah. And what's your Instagram?
Oh, _ Mike Tuohy. I got the underscore, which is hard to get, but I got it.
Did you want it?
No.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, just being sarcastic.
That was a great sarcastic.
Well, you know.
I never expected from Americans.
Nobody wants the underscore.
You're right. I don't know. I never know because a lot of people have underscores, so I thought they wanted it.
You have to hit shift on the keyboard, brings the dash down to the floor. That's the underscore. Mike Tuohy, Tuohey.
A lot of my passwords, I put $ in it. And when I went.
Cut.
It's fine. They're not going to figure out the rest of it. But then the one character. But then I go back to Ireland. If I use an Irish thing, there's no $.
so I had to
change it.
Oh yeah.
But now with phones it's good. But I remember being back on my dad's computer and being like, this was years ago, but I was like, I can't get into my thing because there's no dollar. Funny. It's just a euro.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some way you can figure it out. But anyway, it's changed. There's no more dollars, so calm down. I'm thinking you can break my shit. Okay, love you all. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.